myself. My name is Richard Buck. I'm one of the elders of this congregation. And our pastor, though he's here today, Ryan Hemphill, is not preaching. He's been on vacation this last week. Went down to Phoenix for the examination of Jason Rice there. So we have a guest pastor. Harvey Brink has been with us several times in the past. We enjoy having him here, and we welcome you to pulpit again today.
Marvelous introduction. It's not that I'm trying to sneak in the pulpit. It's that when the psalm just before the message is so appropriate, I want your thoughts to continue focusing on the Lord remembering us. Because I want to read from Ecclesiastes, and these are words of remembrance from the preacher, and we begin with chapter 11, verse 7, and we'll continue through chapter 12. And since I was last here, you have procured a different translation of the scriptures, and I wasn't aware of that, so I'll be reading from the New International Version, and with your forgiveness, I'll stick to that. Light is sweet and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all. But let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things God will bring you to judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when men rise up at the sound of birds but all their songs grow faint, when men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along and desire no longer is stirred, then man goes to his eternal home, and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring or the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. This is the word of the Lord for which we give thanks. Many of you are aware of the fact that Maxine and I spend our time daily, nightly, interacting with people for whom recollection is a mystery, a puzzlement, a problem. Most of our residents are experiencing dementia. And dementia has become a very popular term, not because it's popular, but because it's omnipresent. Our population is growing older, more numerous, and more of us are experiencing dementia. And we've used that word with a kind of thrill of horror. Imagine suffering from dementia. Let me think with you about what it means to have dementia. And let me back into this subject by reminding you, or perhaps telling you for the first time, that 3 weeks from now, I expect to be in Battle Creek, Michigan, which is no big deal in and of itself, except that that was where my first church was. And I intend to celebrate an anniversary with them. And it will be the first time that I'm back there in 40 years. I'm doing some serious remembering. I have to tell you that my dreams are a little weird. Because there are faces that sort of float in and float out. And I'm obviously trying to deal with these recollections. Can't even quite put my finger on what's going on. But I'm looking forward to spending some time with folks that are still there. Remembering who we were and who we are. We spend a lot of time discovering who we are. We compare ourselves with other people. We compare ourselves with who we should be. We compare ourselves with what scriptures say about us. We're constantly examining who we are. But the preacher says, spend some time, quality time, powerful time, thinking about who you were. Remembering yourself in the presence of your Creator. And do that remembering before it's too late. This marvelous list of symptoms that occur when people turn 85.
No.
It's amazingly accurate. The grinders are few. Oh, we get false teeth, but the grinders are few. And men awake with the sound of a bird. It's amazing that people who are deaf as a post all day long awaken immediately when the school bus turns the corner down at the bottom of the hill. It's amazing, sometimes frightening, but always interesting. And we remember knowing that some of the things that we did back then, some of the things that we enjoyed back then, some of the things that we grieved over, some of the things that cause us guilt to this day, some of those things are never to be changed. They are locked in the vault of history. We say to ourselves, I wonder how it's possible for me to deal with those recollections. It's almost entertaining to recognize what we remember. What kinds of things do you recall from 15 years ago? For those of you who are in a position to do so, what about 25 years ago? Even 50 years ago, what kinds of things do you remember? Well, generally speaking, the things we remember are the things that are attached to strong feelings. And those can be strong feelings of joy, they can be strong feelings of sorrow, they can be strong feelings of regret, strong feelings of triumph, strong feelings of guilt. And what's interesting is that as we recall who we were, we find distinct parallels to who we are. We find ourselves being shaped by our experience of life. And as we are busy remembering, we are busy recognizing who we have become. And the preacher says, you want to do your remembering in the presence of the one who made you, the one who redeemed you. You want to do your remembering in the presence of the one who knows you better than you know yourself. And in that remembering, be prepared to recognize that he has shaped your identity. He is the one who calls you into being and makes you who you were and who you are. And the one who made you is the one who also redeemed you. And we have been bought with a price and have been placed in the presence of the one who is our Lord and our Redeemer so that we can look at our past through his eyes. My wife tells me that my blood sugar goes kaflooey at about 3 in the morning. She's been looking at her blood sugar issues for a lot longer than I have. And when I can't get back to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, she says, go get something to eat. Well, that's too much work. So I lie there tossing from one side to the next. Remember, is it frustrating to you, like it is to me, to recognize the things that I remember and the pain that I'm prepared to experience all over again? accidents that were my fault, the stupid things that I said, the opportunities that I dodged, the regret that I feel in the small hours of the morning. And I am prepared to look at myself in what I think is the way the Lord looks at me. And it is not pleasant to remember. I'm sure that when I go back to Battle Creek and I see some of those faces and recognize the smiles and help to remember what they recall, they'll be kind and gentle. They won't remind me of the things that I should have done that I didn't do. Or the things that I shouldn't have done that I did. But I want you to remember in terms of what the Lord remembers. When the Lord remembers, what He does is to call into existence what was. He has that creative power, that energy that creates anew what was and gives it fresh potency. So it is that the psalmists in 74 and 77 say, Lord, remember those people who were opposed to you, and remember those who are yours. Remember the evil things that were said about you, and remember those whom you called to be yours. Call into existence that relationship that you once formed with us, and give fresh energy and strength to it. Because in Psalm 25, as David says, Lord, I want you to remember your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. I am lonely and afflicted. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I need to remember what David remembered. And I need to know, I need to be refreshed, I need to be empowered, revitalized by the recognition that the Lord remembers me, not in terms of my sin, not in terms of my shortcomings, not in terms of the things that I should have done and didn't do and all the rest. He remembers me according to His steadfast love, and He calls into existence that love so that it breaks afresh on my fevered brow. We're all aware of the fact that you are creating for Orion and his family his first pastorate. And God grant, 40 years from now, he can come back and remember. And what he's going to remember is that he is a servant of the Lord among you, that you have called him to do that which the Lord has intended for him to do. And in that recollection, he may know who he is, even as he knows who he was. But there's another half to my message this morning. I start by talking about dementia and about the fear that we have when we think about dementia. But let me give you a functional theological definition of dementia. Dementia is the capacity to neglect the short-term stuff, the what you had for breakfast stuff, the what time is it and where do I have to be stuff. Neglect that in favor of, I grew up here. This is my city. Those are my friends. Those are my relationships. They are my family. The short-term stuff, the Lord says, when you get to a certain age, you don't need that anymore. What you need is the capacity, listen carefully now, what you need is the capacity to put in order what you were in terms of what the Lord sees and in terms of what He has done. There's a gentleman who used to live in Battle Creek. His name is Dr. Leonard Postman. And he finished his work in psychology while he was working at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Fort Custer, Battle Creek, Michigan. That hospital was turned over by the military to treat psychiatric patients exclusively. This is a huge complex built during the Second War. It treated all kinds of soldiers. But during the passage of time, it was decided that it would be focused on psychiatric patients. And so Dr. Postma had an opportunity to study service people who were in advanced years and who were experiencing on a daily basis this process of remembering versus reminiscing. And he wrote his thesis on reminiscence, and he gave fresh meaning to that word. He said, I believe that reminiscence is the process by which a person sets in order the affairs of his or her life and does so according to certain principles, does so according to certain pathways, sets the person's life in order is so that he can deal with who he was in terms of who he now is. Almost a preparation for that conversation that you and I are going to have with the judge of the universe. He's not going to have that conversation in order to condemn us. He's going to have that conversation so we can discuss together how it was that he intervened in our lives at all those crucial moments when we look back and say, that was the Lord's hand there. That was His grace doled out on my life. I can see now how he transcended my weaknesses and my failings, and he did that which was pleasing in his eyes on my behalf and on behalf of those around me, setting our lives in order, that reminiscence. So I'm suggesting to you this morning that rather than fearing dementia, dementia is in some ways something to be feared. Because even if reminiscence is a good gift of God, the fact that our brain chemistry is just a fluke, there are synapses going on that have no business going on. There are synapses that should be going on that never reach their conclusion. It is strange to experience dementia. But I believe that that is sin's impact on that which the Lord has given us as his gift to us, so that we can look back over the course of our lives and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I did not want. Oh, I may have thought I wanted. I may have thought that water was altogether too stagnant. I may have thought that the grass was greener over there. I may have had all kinds of notions, but he was my shepherd. So that before all these things happen, the days of trouble come. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, you watch them in the mall and they're putting in their laps. And you say to yourself, does it look that painful when I walk? Well, when the old man stoops, it hurt. But before all of that occurs, while we're still in a position to own our thoughts and begin to do that which we are going to be prepared to do, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. And in that recollection, recognize that the Lord is going to remember us in terms of his love. And he's not going to remember the sins of long ago, those things that wake us up in the small hours of the morning and cause us so much anxiety. Not going to remember that. You notice how he's not enjoined to forget them. He's enjoined to just as positively not remember them, as remembering is a strong and potent ability to bring into the present that which was. Not remembering is to remove as far as east and west is distance all of our iniquities. interesting and powerful figure of speech, is it not? North and south, we can understand, but east and west just keeps on going. So as we grow older, Aaron, don't fear it. There are lots of ways in which it gets better and better and better. Let's pray together. Give us joy in our youth, Heavenly Father, so that we can be happy while we are young. Let us follow the ways of our hearts, so that in what our eyes see, we may see you. Banish anxiety from our hearts. Cast off the troubles of our bodies. We understand that there is no virtue in youth in and of itself, but that our virtue comes from your provident Father hand. So help us to remember and to reminisce in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Timing is everything. We're going to be prepared to sing together.